How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 22 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is Living Water. Isaiah 12:3 said, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." Our text today is John 4:5 through 15. So he came down to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw the water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Water is the essential ingredient for life. All living organisms require water for survival. Water is key to the health of our physical bodies. It even regulates body temperature through processes like sweating and respiration. Agriculture relies heavily on water for crops to grow. So water is indispensable for survival. In John 4, Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at a well. Jesus was weary from his travels, and the woman was tired from life. They both required physical refueling and needed water for renewal and refreshing. However, at this well, Jesus introduces this woman to living water. The key word in the phrase living water is the word living. The New Testament word used in John 4:10 means to be alive and to experience God's gift of life. James Montgomery Boyce defines the significance of Jesus' gift of living water. Jesus offered the woman living water. What does it mean when he offers it to us? The woman, of course, at first understood the words with crude literalness, just as Nicodemus had understood the words about being born again literally. In Jewish speech, the phrase living water meant water that was flowing, like water in a river or stream, as opposed to water that was stagnant, as in a cistern or a well. Living water was considered to be better. Therefore, when Jesus said that he could give her living water, the woman quite naturally thought of a stream. She wanted to know where Jesus had found it. From the tone of her remarks, it is evident that she even thought his claim to be a bit blasphemous. For it was a claim to have done something greater than her ancestor Jacob had been able to do. Had Jacob been able to find a stream, he certainly would not have taken the trouble to dig a well that was roughly 100 feet deep. This was the level on which the woman was thinking. Still, the phrase should have meant more than this to anyone who was accustomed to thinking biblically. It should have meant more than this to the woman. Many times in the Old Testament, God is pictured as the one who alone can supply living water to satisfy the thirst for God that exists in the man's soul. Isaiah wrote, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." David said, "As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God." God declared through Jeremiah, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. In Isaiah 44, God makes the promise, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land." In chapter 55, he declares, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat." Several times in the writings of Ezekiel and Zechariah, there is a picture of a river of life flowing out from God's presence in Jerusalem. In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, there's a reference to these themes in the promises for the end time. "For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes," as seen in Revelation 7:17. Much of the Old Testament is filled with this pictorial religious language revealing the thirst of the soul, a thirst that can be satisfied only by God. However, the woman chose to misunderstand Christ's words by taking them literally. She was blind because she would not see. Jesus was claiming to be the one who alone can satisfy human longing. Have you tested his claim? You may try to fill your life with the things of this world, money, fame, power, activity, but though these things will satisfy for a time, they will not do so permanently. I've often said that they are like a Chinese dinner. It will fill you up well, but 2 or 3 hours later, you will be hungry again. Only Jesus Christ is able to satisfy you fully. Jesus is our living water. He provides the breath in our lungs and the life needed to survive. He also offers eternal life with him to those who find their true fulfillment and satisfaction in him. Now, here are some questions for today. How does today's scripture reveal that Jesus meets all the people at their point of need and initiates the conversation toward salvation? How does the concept of living water relate to the Holy Spirit and eternal life? How does Jesus' gift of living water at a physical well challenge the Samaritan woman's concept of salvation? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.